I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And you know what that means. It means geekery. Aha! And it's a good thing, because today is Geek Pride Day. Little fist pump there. Yes, Geek Pride Day. That's the day that we're all proud to be geeks. Well, I'm proud to be a geek all the time, so I'll just double up. How's that? Yeah, like you want to see that happen. Okay, we got stuff. We got so much stuff. We're going to have to jump right in the middle of it. But first, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, indeed. I don't want to forget that, because we are truly proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, and I want to remind you of that. So anyway, but first item on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Assuming Fred is awake and doing his job. Yeah, Fred, I know, you're right on top of things. Appreciate it, dude. Fred, as you may or may not be aware, is our invisible co-host, P-H-R-E-D, Fred. And he's quite an interesting fellow. But then, so am I, in many ways. All right, first item this week, Linux Mint 15 is out. I love Linux Mint. It's my very favorite all-time desktop client Linux distro. You say, boy, Dr. Bill, there was a lot of qualifiers in that. Yes, there were. That's because my favorite server distro currently is Ubuntu. Yes, I like that. That's what I'm running here as my home server. Indeed. I also use CentOS Linux for servers. You know, that are mine. Now, you know, at work, I'm Linux support for Red Hat Enterprise Linux and Ubuntu and SUSE and HP Unix. All those Unixy, Linuxy operating systems, as well as VMware and Citrix, of course. Yes. So, keeps me busy. But anyway, Linux Mint, dude. Number version 15. 14 is the one that I have installed on my laptop. 15 is the one that I'm about to install because I have burned the DVD. Aha. Yes, indeed. And I'm ready to upgrade. Ah, gonna be fun. At any rate, by the way, Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols, who is, I call him my buddy. He doesn't know me from Adam's house cat. Okay. But I call him my buddy because he and I share similar thoughts concerning the evil empire of Microsoft and the fact that everybody should be running Linux as their desktop. Yes. And he gets beat up in his columns, comments, every week when he mentions Linux. People just say, here he goes again. Well, here I go again. So he says it's the best Linux desktop, and in fact says that it is simply the best desktop, period. And I have to agree. Dude. So, there's two flavors of Linux Mint, okay? One is the Mate, M-A-T-E, interface. The other one is the Cinnamon interface. I happen to be a fan of the Cinnamon interface, okay? and I like it. And of course, like most Linux distros, you can do pretty much anything you want. But it just makes it so simple. So I encourage you to go out and download it. Man, it's awesome. Like I said, I've downloaded it, I burned my DVD, and I'm going to install it very, very soon. All right, as I mentioned, today is Geek Pride Day. Geek Pride Day, the day that was originally started in Spain, at least it was Español, Dia del Orgullo Freaky. I'm sure I butchered that. Hablo Español un poco. What can I say? Anyway, but they decided to have this annually on May the 25th, which as I record this, it is May the 25th, a Saturday. I don't know what day it is where you are. It's all timey-wimey. Anyway, the point is that this commemorates the release of the first Star Wars film, A New Hope, on 25 May 1977. Yes. But it also shares the same date as two other similar fan holidays, Towel Day, which is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy's, Douglas Adams, you got to know where your towel is, or you should know where your towel is, right? And also the glorious 25th of May for fans of Terry Pratchett's Discworld. Don't know. Anyway, it originated in Spain in 2006, as I said, as Dia del Orgullo Freaky. I like the freaky part, even though it's spelled F-R-I-K-I. Yes, and it has since spread to the world via the interwebs. Cool. Anyway, next item. This is so cool, okay? Now, you know I'm a big fan of Dropbox, okay? I got most of my stuff, I started to say junk, stuff stored in Dropbox, right? Well, there's all kinds of alternatives to Dropbox. I've mentioned Bitcasa, which is infinite, and I actually have officially paid for that and signed up for it and have infinite storage. But you know what? You can never get too much cloud storage. Just saying. So there's a new one out. Saw this from Chris Perillo, and I went, dude, this is so cool. It's called Copy, right? Keep a copy in the cloud. Get it? Yeah, I knew you would. Anyway, Copy gives you, now check this out, 15 gigs of cloud space for free. How cool is that? So here's what you need to do. Write this down carefully. Are you ready? Get your ink pen. I have an ink pen here. I have one. It's ready. So you need to get yours ready. Are you ready? Write down this URL right here. I know it's weird looking. Write it down anyway. Okay? Because that's the link you need to click to help out the doctor. Get me more space and also get you Copy. Now, the thing about Copy is by Barracuda Networks. Okay, the same people that make the security device that you can use in your small business to keep everything, you know, clean and malware and virus free. So they know something about security, okay? I'm just saying. So their Copy service, their cloud service is very, very, very secure. I mean, they're experts at it. So, dude, this is awesome. 15 gig free. Now, the other thing is they support Android, iOS, which would be all your iPads and iPods and other iDevices, the Mac OS, Windows, Linux, dude, all of these platforms you can get clients and be able to keep up with your Copy files on your device. I actually have my phone for once. Anyway, dude, so check that out. And there's even a video that I have posted here in the blog entry that you can see how you can store and protect and share using the Copy system, Which, like I said, free, dude. How cool is that? Whoa! I think what it is that Fred was like, dude, you've been ranting about this long enough. I'm going to throw in a Geek Software of the Week drum roll. So, of course, he did. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is, I got to admit, pretty exciting stuff. Let me see if I can find my email from our old buddy here. You're going like, I don't even know this guy. What do you mean, old buddy? Well, he's a viewer of the Dr. Bill Show. And I won't give his full name just in case he thinks that would be bad. So I'll just say Lonnie, okay? Lonnie sent me an email earlier in the week and said, hey, Dr. Bill, I found this really great small business server based on Linux, and it's free. And, dude, I've got a client that I'm going to go install it in their business. I'll tell you how it goes, okay? And I thought, whoa, this sounds pretty cool. Because, you know, here's the thing, okay? Microsoft makes what they call Small Business Server, which is a scaled-down version of their Windows 2008 and now Windows 2013 operating system, okay, that's designed to be installed in small businesses and be the domain controller, the print server, the DHCP server, the DNS server, the mail server, all those things rolled into one. But they charge you out the wazoo for it because they're Microsoft, of course, and they're going to do that. But this Geek Software of the Week, it is free, F-R-E-E, free. It's based on Linux, which is free. And it comes as a distro, and you just install it on your Linux box. And look at it, it provides everything. Everything your small business could need, including an Active Directory domain that you can join all your Windows boxes to. Yeah, and it's easy. So here's what Lonnie said. He said, I got it done. This is after he installed it. The company is now using Zintyal, which, by the way, is this week's Geek Software of the Week, Zintyal. Zintyal is their Active Directory. It is pretty easy, and it's a very polished install and setup. I've joined a variety of OSs to the new domain, Windows XP, Windows 7, and Windows 2003 servers. Zintyal is now doing DNS, DHCP, workstation logins, controlling users' file permissions on their Windows workstations and servers. It's also providing network file shares that are mapped drives on each Windows workstation. The users I've added to Zintyal are either regular users or domain admins. When I right-click on a file or folder in Windows, I can add any user or group I've added to Zintyal and set permissions for that user or group of users. My feedback is a big thumbs up. See the attached screenshot of the web interface. This is my actual installation. I like it better than Windows Server consoles. Everything is just a click away to manage. Lonnie. Way to go, Lonnie. Now, I'm not going to show the screenshot, you know, for security reasons. It's got names of PCs and servers and things in there, and that's all fine. But I'm not going to show it for that reason, but I tell you what, this is awesome, dude. I'm actually thinking about converting my home server over to Zintyal, thinking about it, because right now I have an Ubuntu server, and it's acting as file services for my internal home network, which, as you might imagine, there are quite a few computers on. There's laptops and desktops and other servers and things all out there because of the geekery. You know what I'm saying? Indeed. It's an awesome thing. Sounds great. And it's free. So, gotta go with that. Anyway, next item. This one's cool. We got a lot of cool items this week. Google is set to deliver Wi-Fi to developing countries, get this, via blimps. Yes. Like, you know, the Zeppelin that blew up. I don't think the new modern blimps blow up. You know what I'm saying? No. But these blimps will hover over countries in Africa, for instance, and receive satellite, you know, transmissions, and then ubiquitously spread Wi-Fi connectivity to the internet from the blimps. You think I'm making this up, but I'm not. This is Google's plan. I mean, if you think about it, just think with me here for a minute. You know, Google's talked about putting fiber throughout the United States and providing Wi-Fi, right? And it would cost billions and billions and billions, billions of dollars, right? Well, imagine doing that in a country that has no infrastructure at all. It would cost trillions of billions of zillions of dollars. So Google got to thinking, I know what we'll do. We'll put blimps up. And they'll just hover and broadcast down Wi-Fi to the world. Dude. So it gives them ubiquitous Wi-Fi. Which, as you know, I won't hear. So why can't we be a developing country, Google? I'm asking you. I promise to develop some. Anyway, it's so cool. Anyway, I'm pretty jazzed about that, as you can tell. Okay, so this next item, there's going to be a new Microsoft mice, there's two different kinds, so it'd be mice, with a Windows 8 start button. Now you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, Microsoft tried to eliminate the start button. You're right, so now they're building it into a mouse. Yes, this is just how crazy Microsoft is. It's even blue, the little mouse thing on the side, or start button on the side of the mouse. You gotta wonder, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, there's even a picture in the blog if you want to go look at it. It's kind of just a mouse with a blue patch on the side. Anyway. So it's cool. Eh. They have one they call, let's see, what was the two distinctions? One is the Comfort Mouse. You know, the Comfort Mouse, Sculpt Comfort Mouse. You can tell the sales folk got a hold of that name. And then the Sculpt Mobile Mouse. Yes. Okay, next item. And last item for this week. Dude. You got to love this story, okay? The search for Death Star-like objects in space. Remember the old Muppet Show, Pigs in Space? Well, this would be giant objects in space, which I guess a pig would be fairly large. But anyway, no, this means really large, like a Dyson sphere large. Where they encapsulate the entire solar system in a ball of massive metal and create a Dyson sphere to use all the energy of the sun. This is something that Freeman Dyson came up with in 1960. He published a paper entitled Search for Artificial Stellar Sources of Infrared Radiation and suggested that any megastructure constructed around a star would show itself by emitting more infrared light than it should. Which is pretty cool. Anyway, it was even in a Star Trek episode, the one with where Scotty was rescued from the Janolan, the USS Janolan, because he put himself in the transporter buffer and it kept, you know, spinning him around in his molecular state for like 70 plus years. Cool. And then they reintegrated him and found out that the Janolan had crashed on the outside edge of a Dyson sphere. It's actually a very cool episode. Check it out. Anyway, I'm digressing as I usually do, but the point is that they're actually out there, the people who are like scientist dudes, they're out there actually looking for these things just in case the Emperor has a Death Star out there. Or that there is a real Dyson sphere. Or that people have giant satellites surrounding their planet reflecting solar radiation to the planet to power it. Or some such. It reminds me of the environmental wackos who want to put up giant shades in the sky. I kid you not, this is real. They want to put giant shades in the sky to shade the earth to defeat global warming. Never mind that it would create global freezing. We kind of need the sun, guys. You know, the answer is to bang the rocks together, guys, to quote Hitchhiker's Guide. You gotta wonder if maybe we really are descended from the Golga Frenchum B arc. And if you missed that reference, you should go read Hitchhikers. Anyway, enough of that. So that'll do it for this week. Remember until next time that the doctor Wait. Can't go away just yet. I have to remind you, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Catch us on Stitcher. Go to our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/DrBillCC. I created it before we went to Dr. Bill TV, so sorry about that. But it's Dr. Bill Computer Curmudgeon is what it stands for. So go there and become a member of that Facebook page community. And I know it's late, but we also have a great sponsor this week. Wow. And that's GoToMeeting. Yes, they're back. And they're better than ever. You know, you got to get things done with meetings, right? I mean, that's what meetings are all about, getting people. I just had a meeting Friday. I was off work, but I still got connected back into work and had a meeting. It was a very important meeting. I had to be there. So GoToMeeting, that's the answer, guys. It's like banging the rocks together. You got to use GoToMeeting because you need to collaborate. You need to get things done. You know, like I said, I was on vacation, but I still absolutely had to go to this meeting. So GoToMeeting is the way that you can join a meeting from any place. I mean, you can use your iPad now. You know, anything you can use practically to join GoToMeeting. And what we have here is 30 days free trial of GoToMeeting. If you'll sign up here, as it says, at this special location, go to GoToMeeting.com, click on Try It Now, and enter the special code word podcasts, and you'll be able to go with GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. Whew, man, almost forgot to get them in there. I was so excited about all the other stuff, but I got to get the sponsor in there because they're so important, and this is such a great offer. So please do it now, all right? Am I forgetting anything else? Those were the important things. Oh, I did want to mention, I already kind of mentioned it, but I wanted to mention about the YouTube thing. I did a YouTube promotion video. Go check that out and subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/DrBillBailey, DrBillBailey. Okay, just like it says on the screen. Also, I will say this, we got our Dr. Bill Bailey Netcast channel updated to have the new splash screen, and it's now fully splashable. Okay, so go check that out on Roku as well. All right, now we'll say, remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.